Jesse Sullivan, Republican gubernatorial candidate, joining us in the studio. It's really good to meet, have a face. Now, I knew you from, you know, the internet, but it's good to get a chance to meet you.
Yeah, same here. I mean, we're downstate Illinois guys, and I think whenever you're that way, you want to look someone in the eye and shake their hand and get to really know them that way.
Which is what you're doing today. I mean, you've got a really busy event list today.
Yeah, well, we've been out on this Save Illinois truck tour, and so we've been traveling all around the state. I think we've hit up 40 counties now in the last, you know, less than 2 weeks.
Were there 117 or whatever it is?
Yeah, 102.
102, yep. Okay, all right, so we've almost got it. I noticed the salt on the trucks gave it away. You've been busy.
Oh, yeah, we have.
You know, what's interesting is one of the places you'll stop today is the chocolate factory. And across the road from the chocolate factory is the Dixon Springs work camp, which has been shut down. Mm. It's one of those spots they'd use for more military application of the Department of Corrections to lower recidivism, things along that line. So it's kind of interesting with the decrease in number of inmates, you'll actually be right. You'll look out from the parking lot Dixon Springs Correctional Center.
Wow.
The corrections guards used to come across and buy them an ice cream cone if they had a good day. One person got one, so they motivated the hell out of those guys. So today, what do you think people are going to want to talk to you about? And the reason why I ask that is, and when it comes to the governor's race, in the past, it's always been an issue of Illinois' financial status. That's been really the core of gubernatorial candidate races now for almost 20 years. I think that picture's changing, finances and ideology.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think, yes, our state's been in terrible financial shape, but also we live in this corrupt state, and I feel like I love our state because of the values we hold, our Midwestern values, but those values are not reflected in our government. I want to be the land of Lincoln where honesty, integrity, character are at the center of our politics, but they're not. And so how do we get back to that? We need to actually think about electing in next generation principled leaders who hold a set of values and they live by those values. And so that's really what I want to represent. I'm a political outsider and I'm stepping into this as a person of deep faith, deep Christian faith. And I want to live by these conservative values of, you know, faith, family, service are at the forefront of my entire life. It's the reason I've stepped into this race. And we have a den of vipers. We have these corrupt insiders who have been wheeling and dealing backroom deals for way too long. And we need someone to step inside and shake it all up and fix it.
All right. So when we start talking about ethics reform and we got a panel and we have a special commission and we have a deadline date and none of it is met.
Oh, never. I mean, it's the fox guarding the hen house. You know, the people who have stepped into Illinois politics, these corrupt career insiders, then they benefit themselves, special interests for far too long. You know, I was reading the Bible the other morning, and it's Jesus when he steps into the temple and he fashions a whip and he drives people out of the
money
temple.
Changers from
the money changers. And I think about that with our capital. We need someone who will fashion a whip and drive these self-dealing people out of our government so that we can actually serve the people of Illinois again.
I think people might find that interesting from a businessman, a venture capitalist saying we need to drive the money changers from the temple.
Oh,
I think a lot of people may not kind of get what you're saying. You're saying, look, and we've seen it before, I'm a businessman, I want to apply business principles, while at the same time, we've got to drive the money changers from the temple. Can you do both?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even my business background is framed around my set of values of serving people in need. We call ourselves a higher purpose venture capital firm. So we invest in early stage companies to create jobs because I realized handouts and just giving charity, it's well-intentioned, it's nice, but sometimes it creates dependency. And we see that far too often. What we need to do is create jobs and grow the economy. But that was always rooted in my faith and a notion of serving our neighbor in need. And so to me, those two go hand in hand because right now there's self-dealing politicians, then it's like a business, but all the profits are accruing to these very few insiders rather than the people of Illinois who want to see some of the benefit of this government and these ridiculously high taxes, but they see no benefit.
Is the group you're talking about Alter Ego LLC?
Oh, it's yes, it's Alter. Alter Global. Yeah,
exactly. Alter Global LLC. Okay, I got
you. Yeah, and so we've been investing, you know, in entrepreneurs that can create the industries of the future. And as I travel around Southern Illinois here especially, I see really an economy that needs to create the jobs of the future. We need to create new industries and jobs because we all want to raise our grandkids here. I don't want to have to go visit them on a plane or drive across states to better run states. We need to create the jobs of the future right here in Illinois. That means we need to have a focus back on, you know, low tax environment, a business friendly environment, lower regulations, the exact opposite of what J.B. Pritzker and his current administration have been doing.
All right. You're elected mayor. Excuse me, governor. Let's do it this way. Let's pretend you're Bruce Rauner. Let's go back 7 years, 8 years. And you've been elected governor, and you've got capital, you've got business experience, you've been around, and then you're in the governor's mansion, but you're surrounded by people who don't want to see you succeed. How do you succeed if everybody else, just say the Democrats hold the majority, but you're the governor? What do you do to win in that case? Because a lot of people say, can you be effective when you're surrounded by people who don't want you to succeed and are against you fundamentally on your ideology?
Yeah, number one is having an unbending iron will rooted in my faith and my values. And I would never sell people out on the most important values that matter the most to me. I'm a pro-life person. And so that one's a huge one for me, as I would never sell people out, the voters of Illinois. When you look at me, what I say is what you're going to get. I'm a person of my word. That's the way I was taught with my Central Illinois values. And so that's number one, being unbending around the values that matter most. Next is, rather than having a 44-point plan, I'd have a 4-point plan. And it's going to be focused on lowering our taxes and fixing this pension crisis. It's going to be around solving our crime problem by backing our police again and you know, making these streets safe. This whole defund the police stuff is ridiculous, and we have to create safe streets again. It's also about our education and getting indoctrination and politics out of the classroom. Teaching pronouns in second grade, absolutely wrong. But, you know, a lot of these factors, you don't need the legislature for. It's running agencies well. And I'm a foster parent. And so 20,000 of our most vulnerable kids are out there needing us to run this DCFS well. You don't need new legislation to do that. I can use my principles, my background, get great people in positions to run these agencies well. And, you know, we talked about education. You can change out the Illinois State Board of Education from the governor's office. And on day one, I would be ending these mandates, these undemocratic, un-American mandates from the top down, in the vaccine mandates, in the mask mandates right now. And then you got to work towards the long term, getting next generation leaders into the legislature. If they're not going to vote for ethics reform, then we're going to run a race in that same district, shine a spotlight on them, fund that candidate, and try to get somebody new into the legislature. And that's how we're going to change it over the long term.
To attract young people, you're going to have to instill trust in the government. That in and of itself is going to be a task. It's a task even in the best of times right now. The last election took us further to task. COVID has taken us also to task when it comes to trust. So for young people to say, I need this new generation, and the reason why that caught my attention is because I was watching videotape of our country's leaders in D.C. And I'm going, we need some fresh blood, man.
Yes. Amen. Do you have any trust in any of our politicians and politics and government nationwide? Illinois is even worse.
Hell, I don't trust my neighbor. That's where we've gotten.
Yeah. I don't trust him further than I can throw him. It's honestly the reason why I decided to step into this race
right.
as a political outsider.
And so the people who are very much like you trust, and they're going to say, why bother to vote? Why do I even go? I don't trust now. And I, and this is one of the races that I think this about local. You do. You can have an impact.
Yeah.
But when you start thinking, nah, it's not worth it. I don't trust them. I mean, these new figures, 76% say the elections don't represent the will of the people. That's a national average.
Man, it is. This is all the more reason why we need people of good character who are trustworthy political outsiders to step into this so that we can restore trust again. I want to be the land of Lincoln, not the capital of Capone. I want, you know, when I look at Abraham Lincoln, who's a hero of mine, he was a hero not just because of his effectiveness in government and getting what he wanted. It's because he was unbendable on, he was a high character, high integrity person who's had a North Star. He had a true North that he was following after. I see that so rarely with our politicians now, and that's what I want to represent in this race.
Pushed by the polls and by lobbyists and by a million other forces trying to get them through. But here's the problem, Jesse, and I think about this quite a bit. Say, look, I want to be above and beyond. I don't want it. My core principles, I'm going to stick with them. I'm going to be unbending and say, well, yeah, but a guy gave you $5 million to run for governor. So you're just like the other guy. Yeah, right? And that's a problem because you've got a guy who did give you $5 million.
Right. And, you know, that's where I think people being discerning, that's why looking someone in the eye, shaking their hand, getting to know them. And I think when people do that, they'll see that above anything else, I am authentic and I am to my core someone who is driven by my faith in God. And God alone is the kingmaker. God alone is at the core of, I want to go to heaven more than I want to become governor. And anybody who's going to contribute anything to me in this race is going to see that. And they're going to know that I'm not going to move away from these conservative values that I hold. And that's what they're going to get. And so people have contributed to me, looking me in the eye, knowing the values that I hold. And they've said, okay, I believe in this. I see it. And that same person who gave $5 million to me, they've given money to Tom Cotton, you know, other strong conservatives, and they've made the choice to do that. And so, you know, I think they see these values in me and they say, that's a leader that I could trust. And that's what I want the people of Illinois to see, is a leader they can actually trust again to fix our terribly broken state. And that's where political insight, this race, it's pretty clear. Do you want a political outsider or do you want a political insider, professional politician, to continue to run our state into the ground? And I want to represent that political outsider that is rooted in our faith values and our Midwestern values, that can represent the people of Illinois again, not insider interests.
We're in the studio this morning, Republican gubernatorial candidate Jesse Sullivan. You know, when I watch this, Jesse, they keep talking about the money. Griffin, this guy, you get this much money here, and you've got J.B. Pritzker, the richest elected official in North America, maybe the world. World? Maybe. I mean, it's probably a sultan somewhere that's kind of elected that maybe. I mean, they talk about money and I know it has an impact because marketing, messaging, and getting around and all that stuff. But is money the defining factor of the upcoming gubernatorial candidate? Many people want to push it that way. I don't want it to be that way. I think this reached back to the trust issue again.
Right. You can't. People are going to try to buy the election. We live in the most corrupt state in the nation, and people are going to try to buy the election. They're going to run so many ads out there to say, oh, look who I am. The Republican primary voter is a discerning voter. They want to say, who actually shares my values? And so they're going to dig deep and say, who is it that shares my values? And I think when people give me the chance, look me in the eye, shake my hand, get to know me, I am someone who holds Illinois values very deeply. And all of this money, you can run all the ads in the world you want, but look at people's records. What have they done, what they said they were going to do? On the issue of pro-life, I don't have a voting record, but my wife and I do foster care because we want to live these values, you know? And so look deeply into people's backgrounds. Do they do what they say they will do? And that's what I think you need to look at more deeply.
All we need to do is, people's attention span needs to be 4 years longer.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do anything we want the first 3 years, and the last year we'll, because we know it's the election. Yeah, oh. I mean, I actually watched that.
Oh, it wasn't Pritzker's.
It was such a joke.
These election year gimmicks. People get it. They see. You can't hoodwink.
He didn't invent that, but it's been a long, long time. And the power of incumbency, which is kind of like a little thing. And they can give away money and funds and grants. And it's kind of what it says. On the American Monument test line, would you please ask Mr. Sullivan if he'd take a quick walk through Dillard's, the people there, that's Rita. She wants to meet you. She's got to work this morning. Can you come by and see me? See just some of the other stuff here that we've got coming in. Some questions people asking about. Did you vote for Obama? Did you vote for Trump? They want to know about your voting record.
Yeah, well, let me share about my own journey, my own political journey a little bit. So I grew up Central Illinois working on a farm. I have always been a person of deep faith, but we were a sports family, not a political one. And so I was someone who was paying more attention to the Super Bowl last night than paying attention to who's funding who and what race and all that. So my faith drove everything. So that meant I was always pro-life. It meant that I was always pro-Second Amendment out hunting with my grandpa. But on this one area of poverty, I think the Democrats kind of hoodwinked me because they said, hey, we're the ones who care about people in need and poverty. But Matthew 25 says, whatsoever you do for the least among you, that you've done unto me. I felt like, okay, maybe the Democrats have it right on this issue of poverty. I had to learn over time. That was a whole lot of talk, and it was about handouts, and it didn't actually get real outcomes for families in need. What does are these conservative principles of capitalism and hard work, the dignity of hard work. And
well, so, Donald Trump's unemployment record on minorities speaks for itself if people will look at it.
Exactly. And if you want not dependency, but freedom and opportunity, that's I've grown my way into that. Same with strong on law and order and national security after my time in Afghanistan. You know, I was a civilian intelligence analyst over there doing a 7-month tour.
Opened your eye to what poverty really is.
Oh, man, yeah. And I just realized that not only to be grateful for our military to the utmost, also our law enforcement that are serving in these war zones in the state of Illinois. It's how we can back and support our law enforcement, not just with our words, but with our actions. And so if you're looking for Donald Trump's policies in the state of Illinois, I'm your guy.
You know, I've struggled with this since the first time I met you, Jesse. And I think some of it's because maybe I can be a little selfish at times. Or I've been dealing with Illinois politics for too long. Could be either one. I mean, when I look at your history, what you have going on, your family, I mean, it looks to me from the outside looking in, you've got life in a headlock, dude, right? Why do this to yourself?
Oh, you sound like my dad. I was on his back porch. We're next door neighbors, you know, overlooking our corn and
sound
soybean
like
fields.
His dad.
It's our corn and soybean fields looking over him. And my dad said that exact same thing to me. And you know what I told him? Dad, you know, I've always tried my best to follow where it is that God's called me, where I feel like I can create the most impact. I'm doing this work around the world, you know, trying to bring these values of freedom, democracy, capitalism, but my own home is under attack. I hate politics. I genuinely hate politics, especially because I grew up around them in Illinois and the corruption. And that's why I hate even out there this backroom dealing and stuff you see even out on the campaign trail so far for me. And it's like, you know what? I'm reaffirmed every single day from God to say, this is why I called you to do it. It's such a swamp and a cesspool. I need you to help fix it and change it. So my calling is to be faithful to that, and my true success is trying to be faithful to this message. Who knows if I'm going to win or not, but I'm going to try to present the best alternative I can to this broken, corrupt politics we have in Illinois.
Before I let you go, where are you going today in Southern Illinois where people can meet you?
Oh, well.
You got somebody here with a list?
Yeah, we do. You know,
I know he's going to be at the chocolate factory at 2:30 this afternoon. He mentioned chocolate to me, and I immediately stuck that in the side of my brain. I know chocolate factory in Dixon Springs, Illinois, is one of my favorite places. Those are great people down there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So here's a list of your locations, Jesse. So where are you going next? After you leave the studios, where are you going to go?
Yeah, so here at Williamson County, we get to go on a Pepsi tour, and then we're going to head over to Union County at Kiki's Coffee House at 10 a.m., and then, you know, we're going to go to the Superman statue down in Massac County.
Working on his Superman poses already.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, later today we're going to be in Hardin County and then, you know, at Cave and Rock State Park. So we got a lot of really good stops coming up today. And yeah, I love getting out, just getting to, like you said, shake hands, introduce myself. Nobody knows who I am. And if you hear things about me, ask me. I'm an open book.
Go to the ferry down there south of Cave and Rock. That's where everybody is. They're waiting in line to get on the ferry.
Oh, man.
So you'll find them there, among other places. And if you're in Golconda, you need to go to the Polar Whip.
Oh, okay. Well,
See if they got any strawberry pie while you're there, okay?
All right. Sounds great. It's a great joy for me. My wife and kids get to travel around with me for the most part. We just had a young child, our fifth. Will, who's named after my grandfather, but it's an awesome adventure to get to go meet people and present the real values that I feel like should be held in our government.
And you know what? What's the other thing is to watch them get excited about the prospect of change, about something that's important to them.
Yep.
You'll see them pick up. You'll find out what's important to them. And very often they'll tell you, but, you know, Southern Illinois, well, let's just see what he has to say, and then we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
So the, there's the, that, too.
The best part of this whole race for me is whenever you're talking to someone and they have no hope that politics can be any different in the state of Illinois, but for a brief moment after our interaction, they feel like, you know what, maybe they could be.
8:43, Jesse Sullivan, Republican gubernatorial candidate.